We were 24 years old. A year and a half earlier, our first child, a son, was born. Today is my daughter's 31st birthday. So this is a short episode. And if you're not into this sort of thing, I'll completely understand if you don't continue to listen. It was November the 30th, 1981. We had already decided on the name Renee Marie. The middle name came from my maternal grandmother, whose name was Marie. Everybody called her, including me, by the way, her grandson, everybody called her R-E, short for Marie. I'm not sure where the genesis of that came from, but I was close to her, and so we decided that we would give Renee her name as a middle name. It was a monumental thing for me. We'd been married 3 years, going on four, and already had a son, and now we were a foursome, and it was very much a big deal. And like a lot of young 20-something guys, I was quite ambitious and working hard and feeling the pressure to now work even harder. I do know this. I know that men want sons, and I was no different, by the way. I wanted a son, but I was a greedy young man. You could say I'm a greedy old man now, but I was a greedy young man in that I also wanted a daughter. And the Lord blessed our home with both. I look back and have looked back for a long time now and thought perhaps because I needed both. I needed a son and a daughter to make me a better man, to make me a better husband, to make me a better father, to make me a better, well, just a better person. And now that I'm old, I can tell you I absolutely positively know the value of a daughter more than I did 31 years ago. Age has a way of enlightening us. I'm quite fond of dads today that I see in the internet space, because today the internet affords a lot of men to spend a lot more time at home than I was able to spend as a young father or as a father of young kids. The world was just a very different place. And so when I see, you know, this genre of dads, these geek dads and digital dads, and you see all of these websites and these communities of fathers who either do a significant amount of their work from home, or they just absolutely work out of the house, and it affords them a lifestyle that just wasn't available when I was young. I'm envious of you guys, very much so. I would only warn you that because work is at home, okay, you need to have a door that you can shut. I know a few of you who, even though you work at home and you sometimes con yourself into thinking, well, I'm always around. Yeah, but you're not always engaged. I've seen too many fathers working at all kinds of hours and not engaging kids. And speaking as an older man who made terrific mistakes now, so I'm not telling you follow in my footsteps, but age has taught me some things, and I am leaning toward wisdom. Fathers, we need to take time with the little people who bear our last name. And of course, now I'm spending time with little people who don't always bear my last name, but they are my grandchildren. I would encourage you to be impressive to them. Fathers, I would encourage you to influence them, to persuade them to dream big. Go crazy when they succeed. And cheer them even louder when they don't, but you realize they're trying. Well, and who can ever deny the advice to hug them more often, to read to them regularly? And I guess I would just sum it up and be a light in their world. Every child deserves safety and opportunity. We've had a horrific year here in 2012 in all of the things that came out of Pennsylvania and Penn State. Our world is full of little people who suffer unimaginable tragedy at the hands of abusive and wicked adults. And so as parents, we certainly, and as fathers particularly, we want to protect our children physically and mentally and emotionally, spiritually. There is something very special about daughters. And as I look at fathers who have not been as blessed as I am, in that they don't have daughters, I feel sad. I feel sad for a man who doesn't know that experience. It is extraordinary, and it just grows more extraordinary over time. I love my son very, very much, and I love my daughter very, very much. It is absolutely not an issue of more or less. It's just different, and it's different in a way that even a guy who fancies to be as articulate as I am, just, I can't express it. I really can't get my hands around it. But know this, it's very different. And you dads out there who have daughters, you know, it's just different. Son or daughter, today, wishing happy birthday to my daughter, Renee Marie Cantrell McAllister. Tend to the soil of your child's life, and I can assure you, your garden will flourish in future years. Mine has, and it still is. And I thank the Lord every day for it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is BulaNetwork.com. This is the Yellow Studio.